Pharmacies. The Pharmacy and Poisons Board has inspected 400 premises and seized 200 cartons of assorted medicines in the ongoing multi-agency operation. The board's CEO Fred Sayoy said that in response to 25 presidential directives issued on March 7 aimed at combating illicit brews, alcohol, drug, and substance abuse, the Pharmacy and Poisons Board initiated a joint multi-agency operation nationwide. This operation aims to audit regulated pharmaceutical entities to ensure compliance with good distribution practices, with particular attention given to auditing the distribution of narcotic and psychotropic substances to identify, monitor, and establish compliance with proper dispensing practices, explained Dr. Sayoy. He highlighted that the board is mandated to regulate pharmacy practice and ensure the safety, quality, and efficacy of medical products and health technologies. Dr. Sayoy said that the exhibits that they have seized are currently pending court proceedings and will be disposed in accordance with applicable rules and regulations for pharmaceutical disposal. This collaborative effort underscores the board's commitment to curbing unlawful practices in the pharmaceutical sector, ensuring public safety, and upholding regulatory standards, he said. He affirmed that the success of the mission reflects the dedication of the board to maintaining the integrity of the pharmaceutical industry and safeguarding the well-being of citizens. The targeted operation will continue to complement the efforts of the national government agency spearheaded by the Ministry of Interior to eradicate all illegal pharmaceutical outlets in the country, he said. Dr. Sayoy explained that to promote compliance and adherence, the board has released a list of registered pharmaceutical outlets accessible through https://practice.pharmacyboardkenya.org/licensesstatus?register=facilities. He highlighted that the board strongly advises the public to exercise caution and only purchase pharmaceuticals from licensed and reputable sources. Furthermore, the public is cautioned against chemists operating without names, a key indicator of illegality, and unregistered medicines, as they may not meet regulatory standards and could pose health risks. For their safety and well-being, the public is urged to verify the legitimacy of pharmaceutical establishments and report any suspicious activities to the board. Registered public and private healthcare facilities handling pharmaceuticals are notified to apply online for disposal of pharmaceutical waste or contact PPB regional offices. Website, www.pharmacyboardkenya.org, said Dr. Sayoy. He continued, all registered pharmaceutical practitioners are urged to embrace and stay updated with regulatory provisions governing the prescription and dispensing of controlled medicines. They should also ensure availability of records for review whenever requested by authorized offices. He advised practitioners to comply with labeling requirements as documented under the Pharmacy and Poison Act, Cap 244.